My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One and Other project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 2nd of September 2009 and the time is 8:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Joshua Tennant, age 26, I'm from Liverpool.
Have you travelled to London especially this morning for your hour?
I came yesterday for my hour, yes I did.
And has come into the square and seen the plinth in action being how you imagined it would be?
It's a lot lower than I thought. Like from the, I know you can, up the length side, you know, it's long, but there's quite a low platform. On the on TV it looks enormous, but it looks more handable. Yeah.
Have you been watching the project online or on?
Yeah, I have been. Yeah, when it's been on Sky Arts as well, I've been watching on there. Yeah.
And what have you thought about it so far?
I'm glad I caught, there was some really good ones. There was the Godzilla guy was really good. And there's been some really other, some pretty memorable ones. But there's been a lot of people reading and talking, and you can't see much what's going on online. Like, but it's so far so good. Yeah.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
All right so far. Don't know if I'll be nervous like going up when I'm actually going up. But so far I'm okay.
And when you first heard about the project, what appealed to you about it and inspired you to apply?
Well, I've done these, my project, I'm going to be eating eggs, and I've done these kind of performances a few times, and they've always been in similar situations. So this was like a great opportunity to expand on what I've been doing before and bring it to a wider audience,
Can you describe to us what you'll be doing for the hour?
I'm going to be eating hard-boiled eggs. So my first performance was eating Kinder eggs, and then I ate like as much as possible for an hour. So they've always been an hour, which is fortunate. And then I ate a load of other the foods like crisps and sandwiches and ski yogurts and things. And my final one was hard-boiled eggs. So that was in testament to Cool Hand Luke, where Paul Newman tried to eat 50 eggs. And then apparently it was proved impossible that you could do that. But since, I think the record is actually 62. And I'm nowhere near as good as whoever did that. But I think last time I did it, I got 25, so I'm aiming at somewhere around that this time.
So how did all this start? What got you into doing this kind of thing?
I co-run a studio group and gallery in Liverpool called Red Wire, and we went on a residency to an island in Greece, and our theme was From the Egg to the Apple, which was an old Greek saying that you would start your banquet with an egg, and then you'd have your banquet, and you'd finish with an apple. So it was all to do with duration and things like that, and the time we spent there and things. So my first one was eggs, and then we did a return leg in Liverpool, and I ate apples, and then I continued.
So is it something that you consider a performance, or what would you say that it
Yeah, it is a performance. I mean, I've only ever done one live before, and that was only in front of about 10 people. So they are, they're shown usually just as films. But yeah, they are all performances, yeah.
And is this something that you've seen other people do as well and got the idea from that?
Only through researching. There's a great website, I can't remember what it is, but it's all like all the records to do with eating, because I'm not sure if they're still in the Guinness World Records or what, the eating records, because there's so many people. And like, there's one guy that holds about 100 records for eating various, all these weird foods like brains and things, like the most brains you can eat. So I started researching after I started, yeah.
So is the intention to just do it as the performance, or is there also this world record side to it? Is that something you'd be aiming for?
The one that I did live, which was eating Baby Bell's cheese, that was a half-hearted attempt at world records. I mean, this was part of a show with about 10 other people, and everybody was half-heartedly trying to break world records. Nobody did, because they're not easy. But so no, I'm not disillusioning myself. I'm not going to break any records. I'm not particularly good at eating. It's just what I do.
So why are you happy to do that if you're not particularly good at eating?
Like I say, it was all to do with the theme. They started off this theme. Eating. It was going to be hard-boiled eggs to start off with, for the egg to the apple thing, but ended up being Kinder eggs. And then I've always been a really fast eater. I finish, you know, all my meals before anybody else and everything like that. So I thought I'd be, you know, a good eater. It turns out I'm just average.
And does it feel okay when you do it? Is it not?
No, it's awful. No, it's dreadful. Out of the 8 performances I've done, I've been sick in 7 of them. So I'm usually sick. And it's interesting, as you go along eating something, any food's particular properties become really significant in what you're eating. So when I was eating crisps, you know, eating one bag of crisps is fine. But once you have 20, they're really salty and it's really difficult to eat. And eating apples, you become really, it stings all your mouth and things. So whatever is unique to that food becomes really apparent in while you're eating loads of them.
So I'm just trying to understand what it is that you get out of it and why you do it. Are you able to describe that?
Well, I carried on. I did the first 2 pieces as part of the tour, and then the other 6, so it was a total of 8, was part of another exhibition in Liverpool for the 2008 biennial. So it was all building up to this final exhibition, really. And then I promised myself I'd never do it again because it was such a pain in the neck eating all this food. But here I am again in front of Trafalgar Square doing the same thing again.
So is it purely about the performance? Is that the reason you do it?
Yeah, it is. And usually I'm a painter. But none of my ideas for paintings would fit with the initial theme. So it was eating. Yeah.
So what kind of expectations do you have about the owl on the plinth? How do you think it will go?
It seems cold, so I'm expecting to be cold. I'm not gonna. I thought I might try and take it easy, just look and try and not be sick, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to, you know, eat as much as possible, which is what I normally I do. So I'll generally feel pretty awful, I imagine, and then probably need the toilet quite desperately when I finish.
And what impact do you think going up on the plinth and doing this will have on the people watching?
As the hour goes on, it's funny. Like I said, I've done one live, and you know, like any performance, people come and go, but you do get people who get really morbidly fascinated with seeing somebody abuse the body in some way. And so hopefully I'll get a couple of people that stay there a while, you know, waiting for me to be sick or waiting just to see me, you know, vaguely making myself suffer in some way, you know.
And for you, I know earlier you said it's an opportunity for you to do this to a wider audience, but is there something that you want to gain personally from the experience and being on the plinth?
I'm not doing much self-promotion or anything like that for this one. It's like I say, I didn't expect myself to be doing this ever again. But, you know, if people do see me and remembering me, I seem to be called like the eating guy now and things like that, so if that expands any further, then yeah, so be it.
And kind of personally speaking for you, what does the opportunity mean to you to be able to take part in this project?
Well, you know, anything, you know, on this scale, this is how this has been organised, is just an enormous scale, and to be part of it, you know, it feels pretty special. And to be filmed on TV, and you know, my mum lives up in a little village up in the lakes, and she's told everybody in the village, you know, everybody knows about this. So, and they're all going to be, you know, they've only got broadband, you know, most of them haven't got the internet. So they all know about it and things. So it's nice that what I've been doing gets out to a wider audience rather than just the inner circle of artists, you know.
What have friends and family's reactions been to you getting an hour on the plinth?
Really happy. My mum's mum's over the moon. She asks me about it, you know, all the time now. And then a lot of people, because Liverpool is such an artistic city, a lot of people know about our hearts, and especially, you know, in our friend group and things. So, and everybody knows about the project, of course. And there's been one other person from that I know gone up and done the plinth, and everybody knows that as the guy that's gone done the plinth. So it'd be nice to be up with him, you know.
So would you tell me a little bit more about what you do in your normal life? You said that you were a painter and you run a gallery.
Yeah.
How did you get into all of that?
I did an art degree in Liverpool at John Moores, and then afterwards 10 of us just stumbled across a disused building, really, and we put an offer into the landlord and we took it over in 2005. And then for the 06 Liverpool Biennial, we started exhibiting artists across the city, and then we're still exhibiting some local artists, but we're doing a lot more, you know, international artists and things like that. And it's just surprisingly easy. I wish, you know, more people would do this. It's just find an abandoned building and you can do what you want, really. So I co-run that. I curate some of the shows there, and but also as a job, I run a bookshop in another art gallery called Fact, which is a big new media place up in Liverpool as well.
And have you always been interested in art?
Yeah, I think so. I originally applied for a fashion degree. I've no idea why. My girlfriend's a fashion designer as well. She did a fashion degree. But it was always going to be something along the arts. Yeah, I think, well, my mum was an artist and my dad was a graphic designer, so I think I've got it in my blood, you know, to do this kind of stuff.
What kind of things do you create?
Paintings. It's a bit difficult, but they're kind of paintings of, you know, torture scenes and things like that. So they're not, but in a more, not in a humorous way, but they're in, you know, they're not graphically, you know, descriptive, but they're kind of, you know, a bit gory, bloody paintings, yeah.
And what is it that you get out of being an artist and painting? What do you enjoy?
Well, you get to, it's not, no job in the arts is particularly well paid, so nobody's in it for the money, really. You just get to express yourself in different ways, and I don't know. It's exciting being in an artistic city. It's probably like this in London or in Liverpool. You get to, there's something happening all the time. You know, you can go to exhibitions, you know, a couple of times a week, and especially if you're helping organising some of them as well. It's quite a fun circle. You know, at this age, I'm 26, so it's this age. It's quite a fun circle to be in, you know.
And do you find that the work that you do spills into your kind of personal life?
Well, all my paintings are made under a pseudonym, so I've got like an alter ego, and I built up a whole story behind this alter ego. It was an artist that existed 20 years ago or something, and so I kind of put all my like painting side of me onto him, and then can kind of have a break of it when I get home, you know.
Would you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. I think it started off, I started painting galleries, going into a gallery and drawing and painting them. And then I started putting my own paintings in these galleries, in these exhibitions. And then I had to make up work. So I eventually made up a person who'd made all these works that didn't actually exist. And then I kind of built up that person, and I make like press releases for his shows in the 1980s and news cuttings of his shows in the 1980s and things. Like I alter newspapers, and then I've had to go back and make all his work. So the bit that I'm doing now is making all his work, and then the final bit, which is 2 or 3 years away, is to try and write a book, like a biography of this artist that never existed.
And do people believe that this is a different person, a real?
Yeah, I've started telling people, especially now on things like this. I started off keeping it as a secret and having this person, and he does have like, you know, a few bits on the internet and things. And then it's good when I haven't told people, because I've had friends, you know, asking me about whoever this artist is, you know, and saying they haven't heard of him, and I pretend that he's, you know, some real big shot. So that's always nice that they come back and have been fooled, you know.
And away from art, what are your other interests?
A lot of things I do. It's quite art based. You're making me realise that. The bookshop I run, which is also in an art gallery, so even that's art. But that gets you a lot into films and books and things like that, because it sells DVDs and things. So I watch a lot of films. It's in a cinema as well, so you get to go to the cinema for free, which is pretty good.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life?
That's a tricky one. I don't know really. It's things. Me and my girlfriend always do a lot of travelling, so we've been going travelling. We've not done anything yet this year because my girlfriend's just finished an MA, so she's a bit skint. But we should be going away again next year, and we've done like world tours, but Mexico and Australia and things like that, you know. So yeah, we're trying to get in a lot more travelling before we have to settle down properly, you know.
So what would be your hopes for the future?
The gallery Red Wire is going quite well, so that'd be nice if that continues for another couple of years at least. You know, and it's still slowly getting better, and as we put on more, not famous artists, but you know, slightly have heard of artists. That'd be nice if that continues. And I'd like to continue making paintings and performances and things as long as possible financially viably continue it, you know.
And if you think back to your profile on the website, do you remember what the three words were that you used to describe yourself?
I eat food. it's quite a simple, straight up one. Yeah.
And obviously you're very involved in art, but have you taken part in any projects like this before?
This is the biggest thing that I've had to take part in, I think. Some of the exhibitions, the one for the 08 biennial was in quite a big gallery called Novas. I think you've got a branch down here in London, actually. So that was quite a big show at the time. That was like an overview of 22 Liverpool artists and all the 8 films that I created last year. So it took about 7 months to make all those films really altogether, because you've got to prepare my body and things, you know. Well, half-heartedly prepare my body, you try and drink a lot of water to expand your stomach and things. So that took quite a while last year. So that one was like the biggest thing that I'd done for like one show, which was 7 months. But yeah, like recognition wise this is the biggest, I think. Yeah.
And who would you say that you're doing this for?
Myself, if anybody, I suppose. It's quite a self, well, it's a self-centred thing, as well as most art is, I suppose. It's quite a, well, saying that, I don't know. No, if anybody, yeah, it's for myself, yeah.
And since hearing that you had a place and how you felt at that point, and to this moment before going up on the cliff, are you able to describe what that journey's been like for you?
I've been going on about it all the time on social network and things. It's been trying to promote this, and then getting the realization that I'm going to have to do another one of these eating performances. And then, yeah, answering a lot of questions about this, because once, you know, this is something that a lot of people know about, especially in Liverpool. So I constantly get asked, you know, what you're going to do on the plinth, and you know, when can I watch it and things, you know. So it's been a lot of talking about it.
Okay, well, great, thank you.
Thank you very much.